Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So Apple now has some company at the retail space. Google today opening its first retail store in New York in the shadows of an Apple store. So, Nico, what kind of products is Google going to be selling?
Yes, Google is going to sell its full lineup of hardware devices. This includes Pixel smartphones, Nest smart speakers, and smart thermostats, and also third-party accessories for Google devices. And there will also be Google t-shirts and caps and dog toys if one feels such an allegiance to the brand as to broadcast it. But as you mentioned, this is going to be one block away from Apple's 14th Street store in New York's trendy Chelsea neighborhood. And it's going to be on the ground floor of Google's New York offices, where the company has about 11,000 people working.
Right now, who owns the smart speaker market and, and those types of devices?
It's definitely Amazon with its Echo line of devices that have the Alexa smart speaker built into it. And Google has really been trying to catch up in this area. And it also has been trying to catch up in the smartphone space. And so it's kind of a fledgling hardware division. Even though the company invests so much money in it, they lag behind market leaders in all of these key areas. And this is trying to herald a new future in which potentially there are more stores for the company. And those who may not be interested in getting a Google device see the store when they're across the street at Chelsea Market, a very popular spot for tourists in New York City. And they can go inside and they can play with everything. And it's a social space. You can sit on couches and you can go to different rooms and explore Google experiences, including their video games and things of that nature. And so I think they're trying to raise their profile as a maker of these devices.
Well, it's certainly a smart way to do it. Now, the, you know, Amazon, besides being on Amazon and all the Prime customers and such, why does Amazon dominate here? Is it price?
Amazon is very aggressive when it comes to pricing, but Amazon also has a first mover advantage. You know, the company came out with the Echo devices first. The company also just has a huge network of customers, and there are specials. You know, Prime Day is coming up in the coming days, and that is a time when there are usually massive discounts on Amazon's own devices. There's been a very smart marketing strategy for Echo from the beginning, and Google entered the space in 2016 when it first started doing pop-up stores, actually, to see what consumers might like to see from Google in brick and mortar.
So much brick and mortar has been dying, accelerated by the pandemic. So why does Google think this is the place to be?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Microsoft, which had seen the success of Apple's store and opened their own, decided to shutter all of its stores last year during the pandemic because it wasn't actually a viable channel bringing in a lot of sales. I think that this is something Google has wanted to do for quite a while now, and the company may have plans to expand. And the company is saying that they want customers to hear from them personally, and they want to be able to define what is the Google brand for consumers, and they also want to hear feedback. It's also not surprising that it's coming at a time when Google's dominance has really turned some individuals off, and public sentiment has been moving against the company in some sense. And so if Google becomes something that we can feel, a space that we can enter, a space that has neutral colors, blonde wood and cork furniture, then, you know, maybe our perception of the company will evolve and it can have more than one benefit for Google.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.